Thank you so much for joining us, Jasmine.
Thanks for having me.
Now, do you think getting likes from our peers plays a role in our motivation to post on social media?
It could. I think it depends on the person. So I think sharing aspects of our lives on social media is quite a big motivation for why people use different platforms. And receiving likes and validation from others can be motivating, but it's probably not the only reason people do post. And it really probably depends on the person and what their motivations. But, you know, some research does show that people vary in how much they invest in likes on social media. So potentially people who are very highly invested in likes might be particularly motivated to post for those reasons.
Of course. And how do you think being able to view the number of likes on a post may affect how we perceive others online?
Yeah, well, one reason why social media has the potential to, you know, negatively impact users is because it gives people lots of opportunities to compare themselves to others and to compare themselves to people who may be similar to them, to their friends and peers. And likes, especially when the number is there, is a really easy way of comparing popularity. And so by removing those likes, at least the number of likes, it makes it less easy for people to make those comparisons, which could have a potentially positive impact on people's mental health and well-being. Of course, people can get around the number of likes in other ways. People may start focusing on the number of comments that they have on their post. You can still see who's commented, so who's liked your post. If you click on their likes, you can see and get a rough gauge of how many people. But removing that number just makes it harder for people to quantify likes and to make those comparisons.
Absolutely. And how do you think we can recognize value in using social media without the sometimes superficial validation from getting likes?
I think potentially focusing, I think social media can definitely be used for good, but I think people need to be more aware of how they're using it, who they're following, and then what they're engaging in on social media. So I think getting positive feedback from others can still happen in the form of comment, can still share your information with other people and look at other people's information. But I think getting that short-term validation isn't necessarily likely to have positive impacts in the long term. And so I think taking the focus away from that isn't necessarily a bad thing, and trying to focus maybe more one-to-one interactions in comments or messages, which are more likely to be mood boosting anyway.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jasmine. It's great having you on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me.